I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Rusty Men.
Thanks for making it here on time, Russ.
Yeah, I tried to pick you up at the house. I just missed you.
But Rusted.
Set yourself up.
I'm gonna tell you something. If you guys could be here for the pre and post interviews of Rusty, I think the
we better keep those.
The main entree.
We're gonna keep those for the book.
The main entree is this is one of those meals where the appetizer and the dessert is so good that you're like. Well, how was your ribeye? Yeah, it was all right.
Dude, your TikTok's been the topic of conversation today. How did that even come about? No idea.
Because I'm co-owning a business now at Dogs HQ.
Sure.
And I'm like, I'll test any kind of market. 6 or 7 years ago, I didn't have 1 ounce of knowledge about Instagram. And I started an Instagram for a Georgia site. And within about a month, it had 20,000 followers. And I tell you, I didn't know what I was doing. Like, I would just post a picture of Mike Johnson and say, Roll Tide, and we'd get followers. Like... So I'm trying to navigate that world, but TikTok is
got to teach us.
I mean, come run my account. There you go.
I had a video go viral this week. I don't know if you guys saw the Gainesville High School.
Over the front office Sports Illustrated.
Million views total between X and Instagram.
It's nuts, man.
I think I made like 80 cents off that. So
at least you made something. Checks in the mail.
I didn't even know. They sent me a little thing. It said, hey, if you fill your tax thing out, I was like, oh, I'm about to make it. I'm retiring. Yeah, it was like $33.
if you guys don't mind, I'd like to start here. Yeah, Rusty, well, yesterday, no, we played Which One Wednesday.
Yeah, I guess we don't mind.
If you guys don't mind.
Mike was here on time. He goes first.
Yeah, exactly.
I was too.
Exactly.
I was right on time.
Wait, what time did Tiff get here?
Oh, come on. This isn't about me today.
I know. I can't deflect.
So yesterday, we played Which One Wednesday and asked them which would be a bigger win. Mm-hmm. Would it be Georgia Tech over Notre Dame in the Benz, or would it be Georgia on the road, beating Texas, number one Texas in Austin? Obviously, Georgia's had a ton of success, but Georgia Tech also kind of looking for a marquee. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame seems to be that team. Which one would be a bigger deal this weekend?
Georgia beating the number one team in the country on the road. Right. And if Georgia Tech were to beat Notre Dame and they're ranked number one in South Bend, it would be Georgia Tech. I mean, this is a headline game.
I'm adjusting for inflation a little bit here.
I'm telling you, this
can't make the target the same.
I'll be straight with you. This Georgia Tech Notre Dame game is not getting as much attention it should.
Like, yeah, I know.
This
I agree.
Game in the Benz, like, this is a
big one.
This is a huge game. And to have Notre Dame, a team with a history, to come here to play that, you start talking about the movie Rudy, and that's what I was thinking about at the end of the game. You know what I mean? The Georgia
Rudy
Tech
playing in the Benz.
Rudy's in the Benz, baby. But certainly a huge game. I know Georgia Tech fans are excited about that. I know there'll be a lot of Notre Dame fans coming down to Atlanta, but I can tell you all eyes are on, I would say, three games this week. Georgia, Texas, a sneaky game to me is Miami at Louisville, and then Alabama, Tennessee, obviously. I mean, those three games have big meanings on the results.
So with Georgia and Texas, I know there were reports this week talking about Smile Mundon.
I don't know where that came from. He's been out.
It's like looking like maybe he was going to come back.
It's like saying Rusty Mansell's out this week. Like, I'm not playing this week.
Which is something that was just unearthed again.
Here's the thing. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's been out, and I take for granted like what I know and what the Georgia market knows.
Right. I was going to say, I think there was an expectation at some point that he's trending in the right direction.
And yesterday my phone blew up like, damn, y'all lost Smile Mundon. I'm like, huh? Like, I saw Smile Mundon Saturday. He was in a boot, and like he could barely walk. So he's out for a while. But that hasn't been reported by Georgia. So I can see how the national media thinks like, hey, this guy, oh God, he's not playing this week. Nobody thought this guy was playing, but I think that's how that kind of got out of.
Well, in my reaction when we talked about it yesterday, I was like, I mean, this is nothing new. Georgia's there's an injury at every level of their team, it feels like. So it's unfortunate.
Yeah. You know, I keep hearing people say Georgia just needs to run the ball. Just go in there and run the ball against Texas and I just don't think that's who Georgia is this year.
Not right now, they're not.
And I think that, the reality is Texas is better than Georgia in the trenches.
Might be. We're gonna find out.
So what does Carson Beck need to do? Because to me, Carson Beck is the way they're gonna beat Texas. Not the running game.
I think Georgia as a whole has to play a complete game. At times they've been really, really good. Times have been like head scratchers. At times you're like, where is that coming from? Where's the lack of, kind of ball skills? I mean, these are highly recruited kids at corner. I think to touch on the Mississippi State game, I was there in person. I was in the press box, brand new press box, elevated view. That kid made some of the best throws in the second half. I was talking to EJ Shockley yesterday. He goes, Rusty, I watched the confidence in that kid. He started throwing ropes. I mean, And so there's some game plays you can't defend. But with Georgia and Texas, to me, Carson Beck has got to have one of his best games. He doesn't have to be a superhero. He's got guys around him, but he has to have a four-quarter game. You can't spot Texas 28 points. You will get ran out of the building there.
I was gonna kind of point to that direction too, and obviously Quinn Ewers kind of been put back in that situation. What are your expectations for this Georgia defense? Because I know like you give up 31 to Mississippi State. It's kind of here and there. It's kind of spotty. Mm-hmm. And you talk about the continued injuries. It's like I don't know what Quinn Ewers is.
Yeah.
It was kind of spotty last week.
He did
kind of had some rust.
I went back and watched that last week.
It was some rust. A lot of short throws. Yeah. So I'm just curious what that matchup looks like, because we talk about injuries, talk about a guy coming off injuries on the offensive side. I don't know what to expect.
I know Texas has got two tackles that are projected NFL first rounders, both of them.
Dogs.
They lost their two top running backs in preseason, and they got freshmen and sophomores that are really good. They got maybe a better wide receiver group than they had last year. Isaiah Bond, kid out of Buford, went to Bama.
Yeah. Is he playing this week,
They
too?
Said he practiced yesterday, so he's going to wind up playing. I mean, they got guys. I think Georgia, for whatever reason, you look at Georgia-Alabama, you had to outscore somebody. You look at Georgia-Ohio State, maybe one of the best defenses in the last 20 years on paper, and Georgia still had to outscore Ohio State all the way to the last play of the game. So offensively, a game like this, you have to win a shootout. You know, my question all week has been Texas. What do we know about Texas?
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two things are going to be answered Saturday. We're going to find out about Texas, and then we're going to have enough sample size about Georgia to know who they are, period. Like, it's not going to be if we fix this or we play like this. You're going to know who Georgia is Sunday morning when you wake up, because the sample size is there. But I'll tell you this, for Texas, this is by far the best team they've played, by far. They haven't played but one team in the top 100 in offense. That's Mississippi State. Everybody else is 120, 125. I mean, this is the first team that they have played that can walk in that building with a threat to beat them.
Yeah. So you said we'll find out who Georgia is. Will we find out who Alabama is when they take on Tennessee?
Yeah.
Will we find
100%.
Out who Tennessee is?
I think we'll find out both.
I think that's the question. What the hell is going on with Tennessee?
Can't run the ball. And when you people start talking about how
bad interior line.
That's what, everybody talks about, man, they'll spread you out and they'll throw all over the field. They don't want to throw it all over the field. They want to spread you out and run against a light box.
Yep.
And then when you bring that guy down, then they want to throw. If Tennessee can't run the ball, it doesn't make things work, because you can play too high shell against them. And Georgia kind of exposed that a couple years ago, played more man-to-man and was able to control the box. So we're going to find out. Alabama's been inconsistent at times. I still think they got the firepower to do it. And until Tennessee shows me they can run the football, I kind of like Alabama in this game.
Mm. Yeah, I watched that game last week with Tennessee against Florida, and I'm like, I mean, what? You let – when Florida holds you scoreless in the first
come
half,
on, man.
You got issues. Come on. I mean,
I took the over as my lock of the week in that game.
Lord.
Is Haynes King going to play?
I don't know. That's another question. That's a huge deal. I mean, that's a massive, massive deal in that game. I don't know if you guys saw the scuttlebutt. I just caught some of it. Some of the Florida fans, I guess. Even some Tennessee fans commented on it. So Morgan Wallen has the big two-night concert in Neyland. They replaced the turf 2.5 weeks. First game back, they have two ACLs in one game. And I kind of caught a piece of that yesterday. I was thinking, man, I hope that's not the situation. But like, I saw the people talking about Graham Mertz, and then they lost their leading tackler. It happens.
It does happen. I remember
the Mertz played, was weird too, because he was just throwing.
Yeah,
we played in the Rose Bowl a week after the Rose Bowl game.
Yeah,
like, played the national title, and they literally redid the turf.
Yeah,
like 7 days in advance, and we played on that. I didn't see it. I guess if you do it the right way, it can be.
I mean, listen, these guys are professional. I just thought that was in there. I caught that yesterday. Yeah. I was like, maybe that's a story. I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea.
Do you recall such a crazy? This feels like a crazy season in college football, because we have more playoff spots, right?
Yeah,
we have more. Yet it feels, to an extent, like we might have two elimination games this weekend.
I disagree on one of those. I know Georgia, in my opinion, has five games that they have to play in, like five, yeah, Clemson, Alabama, Texas, Ole Miss, and Tennessee. I said it before the season. They got to go 3-2 in those five games. They got to go 3-2. They're 10-2. They're in. If they lose this game, they're 1-2 in those. Then you got to beat Florida. You got to win the games.
Yeah.
You got to beat Tech. I know that. But I'm saying if Georgia goes 3-2 in those and handles the rest of the business, they're getting in at 10-2.
They'll be like 12, maybe 11.
Somewhere there. But they're going to get in because Clemson's probably going to win the ACC. You're going to lose at Texas. If you lose at Texas, the number one team in the country, they're going to reward them for the schedule they've played a little bit, I think.
Which I think is fair. Do you agree that the SEC championship game, while it matters for the seeding,
Drew Butler's word was it's penal.
It doesn't.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Especially if you
lose. Both teams are in.
Especially if you lose. You add an extra game.
But you have to.
You don't get the bye.
I'm sorry, though.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, you're in. Those two teams are in. Yeah. But you don't get, if you lose that game, say you scrap and get there, just you fight, scratch, and Texas winds up going undefeated or wins this thing. If you lose that game, you add an extra game, and now you don't get a bye.
Right. You're playing 2 weeks later.
I don't think people realize.
Yeah.
Well, you go to the SEC championship game, you definitely want to win it because you get the bye. If you lose, holy smokes, you add a game, you add a game, and then you don't get a bye. Uh-huh. You could potentially play 17 games for a team to run at 17 games in college football.
I think
that's brutal.
I think right now you're looking at the Big Ten and the SEC having six teams in the playoff.
There's a lot of football left.
There's a whole lot of football left.
It's just going to get. Did you hear the guy with Abe Gordon last night, the playoff commissioner, I think?
Yeah.
Talking about Army Navy?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was wild.
That's what.
The Army Navy game
had,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
The second time.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Second time. We talked about it actually on, what was that, Monday? And we were just having that conversation. It's like, it's just mind blowing when those decisions will be made, when those games could line up with them playing back to back, and then it not even really mattering the second time around.
I'm going to tell you something. Nobody wants any of Army in a playoff game. Nobody wants to practice the triple, getting cut block for 2 weeks.
And then airing it out.
Can you imagine Army going to, like, Texas?
I don't want any of this.
Dude, nobody wants none of that. Nobody wants none of that.
No, thank you.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.